Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and this episode is brought to you by Amazon.com. If you plan doing any online shopping, first go to otrwesterns.com/Amazon to start your shopping experience today. Well, today's episode is going to be The Lone Ranger. Original air dates, March 24th, 1941, and the title is Rustler and Son. Hope you enjoy, and again, thanks for listening.
Of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty "Hi-yo, Silver!" The Lone Ranger. The combination of rich grazing land and the hardy Texas longhorns brought a new prosperity to the western United States at the close of the Civil War. But the bands of outlaws that roamed the frontier turned to cattle rustling and raided the isolated ranches almost at will. It was not until the masked rider of the plains started his great fight for law and order that the lives and property of the ranchers became safe. The Lone Ranger's strength and courage, his daring and resourcefulness, brought peace and security to the range country, and finally made possible the winning of the West. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! We're heading south for the border. Santa's waiting for us. Hail, Silver, Hawaii!
The sun had already set when old Judd Harrigan and his grandson unsaddled their horses, turned them into the corral, and headed for the Circle H ranch house. The boy was in high spirits. The old man was feeling the weight of his years.
Roundup went pretty slick, didn't it, Grandpa?
Yeah, got a lot done for the first day.
How you feeling?
Oh, fair to middling.
You look sort of tired.
Don't worry about me. I'm tough as old Hickory.
Old Hickory? He was a general, wasn't he?
President, too.
Yeah, but mostly a general. Was he awful brave?
Yeah, awful.
Brave as my pop?
Well, not to hear your ma tell it.
Someday I'm going to Gettysburg.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I'm so hungry I could eat a steer. Roundup sure gives a man appetite, don't it, Grandpa?
Sure does.
How about some vittles, Mom? Rustle them up, pronto.
Hey there. You're not talking to any chuck wagon artist, son.
I'm sorry, Mom.
It's all right. Roundup's sort of got into your blood, hasn't it?
Guess so.
Well, sit down. I'll have things on the table in a minute.
You ought to see me ride off an old mossy hornet got ornery.
Judd.
Curly kept an eye on him, Laurie.
You promised you'd do it yourself.
Well, he moves too fast for me.
And I helped with the branding and weeding out the trail herd.
You said you were going to watch.
I did, some.
You'll be coming home with a busted leg, that's what.
Ah, but, Mom.
Get yourself washed. Supper will be ready in a minute.
He's growing up, Laurie. Next year he'll be...
growing up. I guess he is, but it don't seem possible. 10 years. 10 long. Who's that sneaking around the back porch? All right, you, I'll see you. What do you want?
I'm hungry, ma'am. Could you spare a little grub?
Stand right there. I'm gonna light a lamp. Take a look at your face.
No need to worry, ma'am. There's no harm in me.
We'll see about that. I'm not... Dan!
Do you mind if I come in, Laura?
You can't, you...
It's a long way from town. I walked all the way. I'm hungry.
You can't stay here.
Don't tell me you've changed that much. You used to talk a lot about Western hospitality.
I thought you were in jail.
I was. For 10 years. Now I'm out. Free as a bird.
Vulture. You had no right to come here.
No?
All the way from New York to torture me.
I'm hungry.
All right. I'll feed you and send you on your way.
No, that won't do.
What do you want?
You can guess.
I have no money.
Your father has. The ranch looks very prosperous.
You dare-faced Judd after what you did to me.
Yes, Laura. I need money, and I'm going to get it. The sooner you realize that, the better.
But Judd has no money either. He won't have until after the roundup's finished. The herd's been driven to market.
Well, I'll wait.
No. No, you won't. Get out of here.
What are you afraid of, Laura?
I'm not afraid.
It's a boy, isn't it? What have you told him about me?
He thinks you're dead. He thinks you died at Gettysburg.
Gettysburg? A hero, huh? Well, I want to see him.
No.
I'm his father. The law's on my side.
You have no right. You took me away from here when I was only 17. You deserted us when Buddy was only 4. You left us to starve. You went your own way to rob and kill. I never told him the truth.
Well, it's time he learned it.
I won't let you. After all these years to find out that the father he idolizes was only a worthless crook, would break his heart. He'd never forgive
me. Talk any louder. You won't have to hear it from me.
What?
He's in another room, isn't he?
Yes. Oh, Dan, you can't be so cruel.
You should know me better by this time.
Oh, I'll kill you before I let you.
I thought you said supper was ready.
Shut the door, Judd. Come here.
Who's that with you?
I'll hold the lamp up. Look.
Your face is kind of familiar, stranger, but I... Oh, you dirty, low-down crook.
No, Judd, put that gun back. He doesn't deserve anything better, I know. But we've got to think of Buddy. If you killed him, there'd be questions. The whole story would come out.
What are you doing here?
Laura can tell you.
He wants money. They don't give it to him. He swears it to tell Buddy the truth.
How much do you want?
$1,000.
I haven't got it.
You will have after you drive your herd to market. I don't mind waiting.
Judd.
We can't do it, Larry.
We don't.
He'll come back for more. He'll bleed us white.
Will you promise to go away and stay away, Dan?
What good is his promise? What about the promises he made to you?
I make no promises.
That settles it, then. Get out and stay out.
What's going on out here?
Hello, Buddy.
Who are you?
I
want you to meet your uncle. Your Uncle Dave, Buddy.
Uncle Dave?
Yes.
Glad to meet you, son.
I never knew I had...
We haven't heard from him for a long time, but he's going to stay with us for a while. Until after the herd's been driven to market.
This is the latest we've been any morning, Grandpa. Give the doctor a...
Ground's pretty rough, Buddy. The doctor knows best.
We're late, though.
All right. Get up there, Doc.
Grandpa, how long's Uncle Dave going to hang around?
How many times do I have to tell you? Till after the roundup.
Well, that's only a few more days, thank goodness.
Don't you like him?
Nope. You?
Nope.
Thought not. I know he's Pa's own brother and all that, but my Pa wasn't anything like him.
Of course he wasn't.
I'll sure be glad when he's gone. Look out for that hollow.
Steady, Doc.
Look out. Grandpa, he's gone down. Get your foot loose. Get up. Get up. Are you all right, Grandpa? Cut your leg, huh?
Yeah. I told you the doctor knew best. He's getting old just like I am.
Well, do you think you can stand on it?
Oh, it feels like his bust.
Steady, Silver.
Hey, a masked man and an Indian.
Don't be alarmed, son. I'm not an outlaw.
Well, then what are you wearing that mask for?
It's none of your business, Buddy. Maybe you'll have to lend me a hand, stranger.
I'm afraid so. Take a look, Tonto. Well, the leg seems to be broken.
That's right.
The ranch house isn't far. I'll carry you back.
Well, you'll find me sort of heavy.
I think I can manage it. Son, I suppose you ride on ahead with Tonto and get some bandages and a splint ready.
I'm not taking orders from any outlaws.
Where's your sense, Buddy? Man's our friend.
Huh?
Get going.
Yes, sir. Get up.
Get him up, Scout.
Now then. Follow us, Silver.
Stranger.
Yes?
You called your horse Silver and the Indian's name's Tonto.
That's right.
I've heard of you and I'm glad you come. Maybe you can help us out.
After the Lone Ranger had carried Judd back to the ranch house, and Tonto had set his leg and placed it in a splint,
The masked man and the Indian rode away. But they left a warning behind. Judd must stay off his feet for several weeks.
There they go.
I'll be dogged.
No call to take it that way, Judd.
What about the roundup?
You just leave everything to me.
You're a little young, son. I'm the one to take charge now.
What's that?
What do you know about handling cows?
Your grandpa taught me a lot once upon a time. When I learned something, I'll never forget it. You don't have any objections to me taking over, do you, Judd?
Curly can manage.
I said you don't have any objections, do you?
Not if you... if you're set on it.
I'm set, all right. Come on, son. It's time we got to the camp.
Dan took charge of the roundup, and surprisingly enough, the work went smoothly. At last, only one day remained before the trail herd would be ready. The drive could start. Dan and Buddy had started sleeping in camp. And that night, as the Lone Ranger and Tonto watched on the ridge above, they could see the slight figure of the boy in the light of the campfire.
And there's Buddy. I can't see Dan anywhere.
Him do good job.
Yes, he has, Tonto. But after what Judd told me, he still isn't to be trusted. There may be some connection between his being here and that rumor we heard.
We not see Rusty?
Not yet. And they'd wait until the herd was ready before they struck. From here, it's only 2 miles to the pass. Beyond the pass is the border.
Maybe them wait there.
Yes, across the border where they can't be touched.
And we have plenty work tomorrow night.
Circle H has a full crew. They'll be on guard every minute until they hit the trail. The rustlers could only hope to cut off a few strays. Unless...
what you think?
Unless the crew could be drawn away from the camp.
Oh.
I don't know. We've been up against the rustlers' tricks before, though. You're right, Tonto. I believe we'll have plenty of work tomorrow night. Come on, Silver.
Hit him up, Scout.
Hail, Silver! Hooray!
At that moment, over a mile away from Circle H campfire, Dan was talking with a lean, dark rider who bore the stamp of a gunman.
Well... what's the verdict, Dan?
The judge has written to his buyers. Ordered to send him a check when the herd's delivered.
Well, that means you only get $1,000. You can't park it at all.
Well, that means I'll do business with you.
All right. My men are waiting.
It'll have to be tomorrow night.
We're ready. We'll drive the whole herd through the pass and sell them to Garcia across the border.
Hmm. How much?
$10 a head.
That'll run $8,000.
Yeah, your split is $4,000. You better earn it, Dan.
Hmm. What do you mean?
It's up to you to get rid of the crew.
Uh-huh.
Any ideas?
No, not right now.
Listen, there's somebody coming from the direction of the camp. You can't be found here talking to me.
That's all right. He's circling around to the north.
I'm going.
Not until we can't hear that horse anymore.
It's the kid.
Yeah.
Hey. What's funny?
I know how to get rid of that crew. Tell Manuel to meet me here an hour after sunset.
Yeah?
Bring the boys over yourself an hour later.
But what about the crew? You and Manuel can't get rid of him alone.
Buddy's going to do that. Yeah. Buddy's going to start to work for his paw.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Thank you. Now to continue our story. The rumor of a band of rustlers near the border had brought the Lone Ranger and Tonto to the Circle H spread. On the night before the trail herd was to start for market, the Indian raced into camp.
Anything wrong, Tonto?
Tonto, not know.
What's brought you back here? You were going to stand guard until midnight.
Oh, me watch camp. Boy ride out, look for uncle.
You mean his father?
Ah. And him meet Breed.
The inner buddy.
The boy.
I see. Go on, what happened?
Them talk. Them ride off. South, east.
South and east?
Ah.
That would be in the direction of Sweetwater Canyon.
Ah.
You didn't follow them.
Me come here first.
But you'd be able to pick up the trail?
Isn't that plenty easy?
He couldn't get close enough to hear what the Breed said, though.
No.
Did he force the boy to ride with him?
No.
Well, things are beginning to happen. Here, Silver.
And what we do?
We'll follow them and make sure no harm comes to the boy.
And then what?
If the rustlers are getting ready to strike, then Breed is one of them.
We make them talk.
Come on, Silver.
Hit him up, Scout.
Silver, Hawaii!
You've taken me a long way, mister. What's Uncle Dave doing down here by the canyon?
He said to Manuel, you bring the boy to me.
Well, where is he?
We ran up a big rock.
I don't see any sign of him.
He's around somewhere.
This is beginning to look mighty funny. I should have told Curly before I went with you.
It's too late for that. We stop here.
Oh. Oh, there. I don't like your face, mister.
You get off that horse.
Not me. Get up.
Oh, no, you do not get away from me.
Get your hands off that bridle.
If you will not jump, I pull you off.
Let go of me, you dirty...
I teach you to get tough, you little wildcat. Now, Manuel, tie you up good. With your own rope. Come over here.
You can't get away with this. It won't be long before Curly finds out I'm gone, and he'll come a-shooting with the boys.
Manuel, hope you speak the truth.
Huh?
Stand still. Use your own rope.
No.
Stand still, I say. Manuel teach you to behave. He draw the noose tight around your arm. Now your hands go behind your back. So.
Come on, Silver!
What was that?
It sounded like the masked man.
Masked man?
Judd said he was our friend. Help!
You little fool.
There they are, Tonto, to the right.
Tonto, see him.
All right, Silver, to the sky.
Si, senor. They have done nothing wrong.
Take that rope off the boy.
Si, at once, senor.
Are you all right, buddy?
Well, he caught me on the jaw once, but outside of that, I'm right as rain.
Manuel was not going to hurt him. Just tie him up and leave him here.
Why?
His uncle told me to do it.
His uncle?
Uncle Dave?
What for?
Do not know.
Wait a minute. When I said that Curly and the boys would get you, you laughed and said you hoped they would.
No, you make mistakes.
He laughed, mister. What's your game anyway?
That's how they planned to do it, Tonto. Had the boy kidnapped. Then when the cowhands went after him, move in on the herd.
You talking about rustlers?
Yes, buddy. And your uncle's working with them.
I can believe it. I never did trust him much.
Are we right back to camp?
No, Tonto, it's too late for that. They may have started after Buddy already.
And there's nothing to stop the rustlers from driving off the herd.
Look, I'll draw you a map in the sand. Now, this cross is Sweetwater Canyon, where we are now.
Uh-huh.
Here's a camp up here, about 10 miles to the northwest. The Circle H crew will follow this line.
That's right.
But the pass is only 2 miles due south of the camp. Here. That's where the outlaws will drive the cattle.
It's plenty far here to pass.
About 8 miles.
We ride there, stop rustler, huh?
You're going to ride the back trail and stop the Circle H men.
Huh?
And bring them across country to the pass.
Maybe we come too late.
And Buddy and I are going to delay the rustlers at the pass.
Honest?
And we'll be able to cover the 8 miles before the herd can cover the two.
And Tonto take Breed?
Yes. Turn them over to the men.
You move plenty fast.
Say, get him up to go.
Get there.
Did you mean it when you said I could go with you?
Yes, Buddy. Climb into your saddle.
Here, boy.
Easy, Silver.
Gosh, this is a man's job, isn't it?
You won't be in any danger.
What?
I'm only taking you with me for one reason.
What do you mean?
Your uncle is riding with the rustlers. We're going to give him a chance to redeem himself.
Huh?
Let's go.
Yes, sir. Get up.
Hello, Silver, away!
Dan spread the alarm in the roundup camp and sent all the cowhands racing after Buddy and Manuel. Hardly had they disappeared in the direction of Sweetwater Canyon, and he signaled to the waiting outlaws. Trigger and his men descended on the camp. It was only a matter of minutes before the herd was moving toward the pass. And, careless of the noise they made, the rustlers drove the cattle hard. Dan and Trigger rode close to the point of the herd.
Hold that point! Keep them moving!
Well, Trigger. Well, Dan, so far it's worked pretty slick. Only 1 more mile to the pass.
You're sure, Garsh, you'll give us protection once we're over the border?
Oh, sure!
Those renegades need meat bad. Plenty of coal dust and no food.
One more mile.
Keep after those stragglers. Use your guns. Keep them moving.
Thought he did a nice job for his old man.
Yeah, it was a good idea, Dan.
All I had to do was tell him he was gone. They started for Sweetwater like scared rabbits.
Yeah, but didn't they think it was funny you didn't come along?
I told him my horse was lame. That's why I didn't follow the breed myself.
Yeah. Well, there's a pass up ahead. You and me better ride point. It's going to be tricky.
Suits me. Get along there.
Yeah.
Pass cut through a low ridge, and the Lone Ranger and Buddy reached their destination just as the herd came into sight. They drove their mounts up the steep bank, and then when Silver and the boy's pony had been left in a grove of cottonwoods, the masked man led the way to a point that overlooked the trail.
The horses are safe. Now we'll have to find some cover for you, Buddy.
What's the matter with right here?
It's too open. Get over there behind those rocks.
Oh, but I can't see anything from there.
Orders are orders, Buddy.
Yes, sir, only I haven't got a gun.
You won't need one.
But what did you bring me with you for if I can't help fight them off?
You'll do your part when the time comes. Hurry now, they're getting closer.
Yes, sir.
Now keep out of sight, and don't raise your head above those rocks.
All right. What's my part going
to
be?
The opening of the pass is narrow. We can make enough noise up here to stampede the herd and break the point.
I get it. Stop the herd and you'll stop the rustlers.
That's it. I'll do the shooting, you do the yelling.
Leave it to me, masked man. There isn't a mossy horn in that herd that isn't scared of my yell.
Keep down.
I gotta have room to bellow.
Down.
Yes, sir. How soon?
Right now.
Yippee!
Good work, Buddy. Now I'll help you out.
The longhorn that was leading the herd had tried to turn away from the pass before the Lone Ranger started firing. When the dust began spreading in front of him, he planted his feet and refused to take another step. Frantically, Dan and Figure urged him on. The herd began to mill.
Get through there, you mavericks!
Where's that shooting coming from?
Up on the bank.
Who is it?
Somebody trying to stop us from getting through. Stampede the herd!
Listen, that's Buddy,
your kid?
Yeah.
It's a crazy Manuel took him to Sweetwater.
I know his voice, I tell you.
Just a kid, huh? Well, we'll blast him out of there.
No, you won't.
I call my arm.
Until I get that gun.
Take more than you, Dan. Now you're covered. That curse might get a shot at the kid.
Not me.
Gone soft on it.
Call that if you want to, but he's my boy.
He'll land us all in jail.
Yeah, single-handed, a lot of us. But he won't be alone for long.
What's that?
I'm going up there myself.
Now you're talking. He won't shoot at you, and when you get up there, you can shut him up.
Wrong again, Trigger. I'm backing up the kid's play.
Huh?
Get up.
Yeah, he's loco. But he's asking for it. Hey, that kid nearly cut me off. I can't see him, but the old man's gonna get it sure.
Mister, I can't yell anymore.
It's all right, Buddy. The cattle are milling around at the opening of the pass. They aren't coming through.
I guess it was your shooting that stopped them. Did you hit any of the rustlers?
I came close.
Listen. That sounds like somebody climbing up the bank.
I've been watching him.
Can't you pick him off?
It's your uncle.
Gosh, Uncle.
Buddy.
Just a little farther. I'll give you a hand.
The masked man.
And grab hold. There you go.
Where's the kid?
I'm right here.
Oh, I should have known you weren't alone. That shooting. The way you dropped lead around Trigger, mister, he didn't have a chance to hit me.
You're fighting on our side now?
I'm fighting on the kid's side. I guess you knew I was from the time I made a break for it.
I know more about you than you think, Dave.
Judd told you?
Yes.
You had the kid do all that yelling, so...
That was the idea.
I'm glad I came through.
It isn't over yet. Tata's ring, the Circle H crew.
Buddy, no rut. They got the herd pointed again.
Get down, Buddy.
Start shooting. Give it to them. Yippee!
Shoot in front of the herd, Dave. Kick up the dust.
Right, I'll give it to him. Watch yourself, Buddy.
Yippee!
Keep your head down, son.
I can see him.
The boys?
Yeah, look behind the herd. That's the engine face.
And Curly and Big Red.
The rustlers aren't trying to drive the cattle now.
They got their hands.
20 men in the crew. They'll have them rounded up in no time.
Yippee, they got them. They're throwing down their guns.
Trigger's making a break for him.
Where?
Through the pass. I'll stop him.
Look out.
Oh, Uncle Big.
I'll get him if it's the last thing I do. Oh.
Maxman, is he?
We'll do our best for him.
Yeah. Did I get him?
You sure did, Uncle Dave. Knocked him clean out of the saddle. He can't get away now.
It's the last. Laura.
Yes, Dan.
I'm cashed in. It's asking a lot, but could you forgive me?
course.
Is the boy around?
Just outside. Shall I tell him?
No. But I'd like to see him.
All right. Buddy?
Yeah, Ma?
Come in.
Hello, Uncle Dave.
Hello, son. You don't think much of me, do you?
Uncle Dave, maybe I didn't used to, but I just been talking to the masked man. He says there's more than one way to be a hero. And I figure you're just as much of a hero as Pa was. I'm proud of you.
You mean that?
That's on the level.
Our father couldn't ask for more. Will you shake on it?
Sure thing. Put her there, partner.
The story you have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.
Welcome back. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of OTRWesterns.com. Want you to send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. Don't forget to check out the show notes site, now formatted for mobile devices, otrwesterns.com. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-986-8739. We're also on Facebook, facebook.com/otrwesterns, and we can't forget Twitter, @otrwesterns. Don't forget to rate this podcast. Just search iTunes for OTR Westerns. You'll find all of our shows within one nice feed. And subscribe to each one independently and leave feedback. That helps me out, lets me know what you guys think, and lets others find the podcast a lot easier. This podcast is copyright 2012 under the attribution non-commercial share-alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. That's it. Have a great day. Again, thanks for listening, and I hope you enjoyed.